It's been nearly 2 years since dignitaries broke ground in Cloverdale for the new Surrey Hospital. Several politicians and local leaders turned sod September 12, 2023, on the land south of KPU's Cloverdale campus. The grounds today are a hive of activity with hundreds of workers on site. Bowen Ma, Minister of Infrastructure, provided the Cloverdale Reporter with an update on how construction is moving along. Ma said the new Cloverdale Hospital and Cancer Center will improve access to healthcare services for residents in the Surrey-Langley area. Construction is underway 24/7 and up to 350 people are currently working on the project daily, she wrote. At its peak, there will be 1,500 people working on site daily. Ma said both the design and construction of the new hospital and cancer center has been progressing well over the past several months. The project team and contractor were able to quickly overcome some early geotechnical challenges with innovative solutions, she added. Concrete work has already reached the second level about grade, and substantial on and off-site civil works and supporting infrastructure are underway or complete. She noted most of the construction at the site is set to be finished by 2029 with the new hospital scheduled to open in 2030. The new hospital will have 168 beds, including medical and surgical beds, high acuity beds, and medical oncology beds. It will have a second emergency department for Surrey with 55 treatment spaces and access to specialists through virtual technologies. The BC Cancer Center will have a 50-room oncology ambulatory care unit, 54 chemotherapy treatment spaces, and room for 6 linear accelerators for radiation therapy. The cancer center will be able to perform about 100,000 treatments per year. The Cloverdale Hospital will be one of the first fully electric hospitals in Canada. The new hospital was originally expected to cost $1.66 billion, but that number ballooned to $2.88 billion. The completion date for the project was pushed back to 2029, from 2027, and it's expected to open to the public in 2030. The provincial government cited inflation and delays in the company's abilities to get workers and materials to complete projects as factors in both.